Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Superintendent Dr. Lance Hatch with the Carbon School District. We're going to do kind of a year in review and talk about all the great things that happened this year in the school district. And then to kind of wrap up, this is going to be his last interview with us. He is moving on, and we'll talk about that as well. Dr. Hatch, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Let's start off with what's your assessment of the school year for the Carbon School District?
Well, I think, I've told a lot of people that I believe this is the hardest school year public education has ever seen. The challenges that we've faced are greater than any challenges ever presented in public education before in the United States. So the response, though, has been incredible, and our community has really rallied. And when we made the commitment that we were going to have kids in school, the response from parents and from the community was spot on. You know, everybody just supported it. And when we had to put masks on kids, the kids just wore masks. They just did it. And it wasn't a big deal. And the whole community really stepped up, actually, through the pandemic. So we're just so proud of our educators for their resilience in working through all of the craziness of not just doing their jobs, but doing all this other extra stuff on top of it, like testing athletes, every 2 weeks and having to test all of the kids who participated in prom. I mean, these are wild things that we never would have imagined 2 years ago.
Right. And the thing about that is every time I talk to an administrator or a teacher or even students, it meant so much to them to be back in school this year and to have that full year where you had full instruction, you didn't miss any days to anything like that. And in speaking to some of the principals and stuff around the district, they think it's really going to show when those end of the year testing scores come out. And, you know, are you feeling that? Is that kind of what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, not only did the students get to be in school with their teachers and their peers, which by itself is a great thing, but we are seeing in some areas just outstanding growth. For example, in our elementary schools, our goal this year, we started out 3 years ago with only 20-some percent of our students reading at the level they should be at the end of the year. And we were hoping to get above 50% this year because we've grown over the last couple years. And, we met that goal as a district. We ended up about 55%. And that's just incredible growth. And to be able to do that in the midst of all the challenges is pretty amazing. That's just one example. There are many others.
Right. And not only that, is there's a lot of principals that think when it comes out to, seeing where Carbon District and some of the Carbon schools stack up against the rest of the state, they're ready to make some noise, because we were just discussing off the air, there are some schools that never even went face-to-face this year at all. And yeah. I find that very hard to believe in the state of Utah that happened.
Yeah, and some that just went back for the last couple months. And then some of those that were in school off and on, they would be, they had these modified schedules where, they would only come every other day or something. So we feel really good about where we're at and the quality of education our students receive.
And academically as well, it's you hit on reading. That's always been number one with you. When from the day you started, the first time you came in and we talked about it, reading, as you always said, and that's the thing that I've always, I've remembered that. You said it's kind of the thing that lifts all the boats, really.
That's right.
If you can read, you can understand everything else better. And have you noticed that that's the case as well? As are you seeing progress in other studies and other subjects?
Yeah, and we're still waiting for some of the results to come in, but we see that it impacts math, because math these days is really a reading test. Science in all the subjects, and maybe even more importantly, when we talk to our middle school teachers, and they convey that, wow, I can actually teach what I'm supposed to teach and give students things to read and they can read it. And that now frees up a whole other list of possibilities when they get into middle school and high school, you know, of things that they can successfully do.
And speaking of middle school and high school, you took on, you know, the whole district kind of took on a couple of pretty big construction projects this year with Carbon High School and Helper Middle School. And Carbon High is still on schedule to be ready to roll when they open for fall, correct?
Yes.
Is that what's going on there still?
Yeah, that's still the plan. And, you know, I look back at a couple years ago when we were talking in here about a bond. And, you know, back then, as a district, as a school board, we had high hopes of passing that bond, but also of under-promising and over-delivering. And that's exactly what's happened. We're actually getting a new school at Helper Middle, which is not, you know, what we promised a renovation project. And things worked out so well. The economy was such at the time of the bids and everything that, you know, we're squeezing out every possible benefit out of the funds that were provided to us by the community. Just another big shout out to the community for approving that bond. But the work is incredible. Anyone who wants to see something pretty amazing, just walk down to the high school and just take a look at what's there. I can't wait for the doors to open. People will be blown away. This will be truly a new school all the way through the halls and windows throughout the whole building. We're pretty excited. It's going
to
be great.
And that's projected to be ready to go first day of school this fall. And then there are talks of Helper Middle being ready sometime after the first of the year. Is that still on course for that?
Yes, from my understanding, and you know, things do change. They do run into issues from time to time, but yeah, it won't be long. I think definitely by this time next year, students and teachers will be in the new building at Helper Middle School, and yeah, that's incredible to watch those walls go up and the amazing, you know, quick work that's happening out there. Our contractors, our architects are working so hard to make sure that we're meeting all of the deadlines, and it's a great project. Both projects are doing great. They're on schedule. Things look good.
All right, and let's wrap up with, we said before, or I said at the beginning of the interview, this is going to be your last Castle Country Focus with us because we're losing you, and you're headed down. You've taken a new position as the superintendent of the Iron County School District, and that's quite a big change from right here. I mean, you're going from a student base here of how many?
About 3,500.
And then what are you jumping to there?
Almost 12,000.
So, and you said this isn't new to you, though. You were down at Cedar City at one point already. You've been there.
Yes. That's where my oldest child was born. You know, we lived down there for a while and liked it. We're looking forward to going back, but I tell you, we're going to miss a lot about Carbon County. I love Carbon County. I love the people, the educators I've been able to work with. This is a great place to be, a great place to raise a family, and it's definitely bittersweet. It's a great opportunity for me, but sure going to miss everything about Carbon County.
And you said it happens pretty quick because your first day is July 1, right?
That's right.
You've got to be down there and ready to roll. So, you know what? I wish you luck in the future. And this is going to be a great, you know, do you look at it just as another challenge too, or how are things at the Iron County School District?
They have a great reputation for being a great district like Carbon. So yeah, you know, the work is just interesting. You know, you get to evaluate where a district is. Every district has an opportunity to improve. And that's my job. My job is to come in and help to facilitate that process and take the next step. So I'm looking forward to finding out what that is and working with the educators down there.
All right. Dr. Lance Hatch, the Carbon County School District Superintendent, thank you so much for all that you've done, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.